The story of the Garda, the bicycle, and the three-year suspension. No, it's not a Flann O'Brien novel, but it is the real-life story of a Garda who was suspended for 3 years after providing an elderly man living in an isolated area with an unclaimed bicycle for transport during the pandemic. The Garda has recently been reinstated. To tell us more, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is on the line. Paul, what happened here?
Well, Justin, this all began in the Midlands 4 years ago and still has not concluded. A bachelor farmer who lives on his own was having trouble with his blood circulation and getting pains in his knees. His doctor told him to exercise more and get a bicycle. So he bought one in a shop to have it delivered. Then in March 2020, COVID-19 struck and the country went into lockdown and the bicycle he bought remained in storage. Now, he was friends with the local Garda through the local GAA club. The Garda has an unblemished record in almost 30 years and several commendations for exemplary service, at least six of those in the year before all this happened. Now, the local Garda kept in touch with the farmer during lockdown. The farmer told him his problem and asked him could he get him a bike. The Garda asked around and got a bicycle off a friend, but it wasn't suitable. So he left this bike lying against a wall at the back of the Garda station. Now, there were about 50 other bikes there in a place the staff called the Lost and Found. They had Garda PEMS stickers on them. Now, that's a Property Exhibits Management System stickers. Five had been earmarked for disposal. So on the 30th of May 2020, the Garda picked out one of those bicycles, a black and orange Trek bike, and put it in the back of a Garda van. He didn't ask permission and he didn't fill out the paperwork, but he had decided to give the farmer the lend of the bicycle until lockdown was lifted and he could get his own then out of storage. So between 7pm and 7:15pm the following evening, the Garda dropped the bike out to the farmer's home. He told him it was only a loan and that he was to give it back when his own bike arrived. The man, who's in his 60s, agreed and expressed his gratitude. However, someone saw the Garda take the bike out of the station and reported it. CCTV was checked, the incident was confirmed, and a decision was made to launch a criminal investigation.
So a criminal investigation commenced. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the criminal investigation wasn't led by local or regional officers, but by a team of specialist detectives sent down from Dublin from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Now, the NBCI is usually tasked with investigating the most serious national and international crimes, including murder and rape. And if you look at the Garda website, it even specifies genocide. However, the Bureau, with its team of specially trained detectives, had been called into the Midlands to investigate this case, the suspected theft of a bicycle. The second bicycle the Garda got was discovered lying against the wall at the back of the station, and this also became part of this investigation. So just before 7 o'clock on the morning of the 4th of June 2020, a month after he took the bike, a team of six detectives from the NBCI in three official Garda cars arrived at the Garda's home in the Midlands. The family were still in bed when the dawn raid began. In fact, the Garda hadn't been long in bed. He had been out working on a criminal investigation the night before, past 2 a.m. that morning, work for which he subsequently received a commendation. Now, the man, his wife and other family members were in the house when the detectives arrived. They were very upset. The detectives had a search warrant they had secured from a judge the day before. They had information which led them to believe that they were investigating the theft of two bicycles and also two apparently very valuable bicycle wheels, which we now know was wrong. And it's not clear how the two wheels became part of this investigation, but there was in fact only ever one suspected stolen bike. Now, the Garda told the detectives at his home that he knew where the bike was and he led them to the farm. He brought them down, told them to follow him in his car. The bike was lying against the wall in an outside shed on the farm. The detective seized it along with the Garda's phone. Now, this was particularly distressing for him because a close relative of his was terminally ill and they spoke on that phone, and that relative died 6 weeks later. The Garda was suspended from duty later that day. He was subsequently interviewed under caution. A file was sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The DPP examined the case and directed in a relatively short period of time, in April of 2021, that there was to be no prosecution. The Garda had in fact committed no crime.
But that wasn't the end of the matter, Paul. The case morphed then into a disciplinary inquiry.
Yeah, by the time the Garda was cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, he had been on suspension for 10 months. Even though he had been found not guilty of anything and had in fact been told he had no criminal case to answer, his suspension was extended. He was informed he was now to be the subject of a disciplinary inquiry. Now, the Garda had, however, been suspended based on information that two bikes and two wheels had been stolen. And Garda suspensions are supposed to be reviewed every 3 months. However, the Garda suspension was regularly reviewed in spite of the fact and regularly renewed in spite of the fact that the information the original suspension had been based on had now changed, because it had been established that there was only ever one unclaimed bike at the centre of all this and the Garda had committed no crime. Now, the Garda remained on suspension for another 2.5 years, not knowing what was happening, until his solicitor and senior counsel, Damian Tansey, intervened. He was then partially reinstated in August of 2023, but he was put on restricted duties, which meant he was not permitted to drive an official car or, as a Garda and as a Garda in the community, have any official engagement with the public.
What happened then in the disciplinary inquiry?
Well, it took from the 21st of April 2021, when the DPP directed no prosecution, until the 7th of February 2024, that's almost 3 years, for the sworn inquiry into the Garda's actions to begin. The Garda was presented with 5 disciplinary charges, 2 counts of discreditable conduct, neglect of duty, misuse of property and disobedience of orders. The board comprised a junior counsel, a chief superintendent and a detective superintendent. The hearing sat for 4 days in February of March of this year. Around 15 people gave evidence. They were mainly members of the Gardaí, but crucially for the Garda, the farmer also agreed to testify, and he told the full story of what had happened, how the Garda had tried to help him, and he said to the board that if he had known that all this would have caused all these problems, he would never have taken the bike from the Garda. He said he just couldn't get his own back because of the lockdown. The board was asked to consider the reality of the situation, that the bike with its Garda PEM sticker still on it was put into a Garda van in broad daylight, in full view and in front of a CCTV camera, and then driven out to the farmer's home in the midst of a pandemic. The question put to the board was, did they really believe that this showed an intention on the Garda's part to steal? So last Tuesday, the board gave its decision and fully exonerated the Garda. There had been no breach of discipline either.
What questions then does this raise?
Well, the Garda associations who represent Gardaí at all ranks say this case raises serious questions, not only about how this Garda was treated, but also about the wider issue of Garda suspensions. I mean, why was the NBCI brought in to investigate the case of a stolen bicycle? Why were disciplinary charges preferred against the Garda when the DPP quickly decided he had no criminal case to answer? Why was his suspension continually extended after the original information on which it was based was found to be wrong? Why did the disciplinary process take almost 3 years to conclude, continuing this saga for the Garda and his family for almost 4 years? The Garda Representative Association, which represents rank and file Gardaí, including the Garda at the centre of this case, has also raised wider questions as to how an Garda Síochána under the present Commissioner Drew Harris operates the disciplinary and suspension procedures. They all agree, and everybody agrees, that a range of sanctions from discipline to suspension to dismissal should be available to the Commissioner, and that the Gardaí involved in corruption, coercive control and serious crime must be pursued. However, that's not the case here. And they say the time taken, particularly after this Garda and Gardaí in general have been found to have no criminal case to answer and are subject to the disciplinary process, appears unduly long and therefore grossly unfair. I personally know at least 2 other Gardaí who have been cleared by the DPP but are being pursued for discipline and have been on suspension for years. Now, Garda headquarters says it still has no official confirmation that the discipline process in this case has been completed. The Board of Inquiry has 21 days to inform Garda management of its decision. Only then can this Garda be formally and fully reinstated and vindicated. For now, he remains on restricted duties.
Paul Reynolds, thank you very much for telling us that story. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. And you can read more on that story on rte.ie/news.